Hello and welcome to the Overly Animated Podcast, where we take animation seriously. We talk animated shows and movies here, especially Miraculous Ladybug and the Owlhouse. Find everything about us at overlyanimated.com. I am your host, Dylan Heisen, and today I'm joined by Delaney Stovall.
Hey, y'all.
And April Collins.
Hi there.
The Ladybug crew is back after a several-month layoff. No, season six is not here. But we are going to talk about Ladybug anyway, and we're going to check in this podcast on Adrianette, Marinette and Adrian. Doesn't have to just be Adrianette. I'm going to probably call it Adrianette, but Lady Noir, all of the Marinette and Adrian shipping combinations. Not that it's a shipping podcast, just what has happened in their relationship in season five? How do we feel about it? What's going to happen with them heading into season six? That's kind of the idea.
Is that not a shipping podcast?
But it's like canon now, so is it not shipping anymore?
I think you can still ship it, because can't you? I mean, theoretically, you could not ship it.
Yeah,
you'd be deranged,
but like, it's like, I mean, it's not like speculative shipping. It's like something that actually happened. Like, yeah. I have an extensive outline on everything that happened with them in the season, and it's a lot.
We definitely did Lumity shipping podcasts, and like they were like canon. So
I guess it was probably before they were, but no, it's still shipping. But it's like we're not just like talking fluffs. This is like a major part of the show. You know, that's kind of what I want to say.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, a lot happened with them. We're going to talk about it all, and we are here during the off season talking about Ladybug. It's been long enough, so hopefully you guys like this, and make sure you are caught up on all of our season five discussions and the Paris special. Yes,
yes.
Shady Bug and Claw Noir. Yes, so check out all of those on our Ladybug dedicated feed. Search for Miraculous Ladybug Overly Animated, or go to overlyanimated.com or youtube.com/overlyanimated. Okay. First of all, spoiler warning for all of season five of Miraculous Ladybug. We're going to spoil the season five finale, so make sure you are caught up. And one thing I want to say before we start, here in the off season, I know I asked for topic ideas at the end of season five, but I want to again say, I want to hear from you guys who listen to the Ladybug podcast, wherever you want to check in. You could leave a review to the iTunes, Apple feed, whatever feed you're listening to. You could leave a YouTube comment, a website comment, social media. I want to hear from you guys, because I was like, we did these Netflix Avatar podcasts, by the way, on the live action Avatar show. If you want to hear some stuff about, you want to hear Delaney, you can listen to those. Me and April did a Hasbin Hotel podcast. That was great.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Hasbin Hotel is great. Not appropriate for children. Children, don't watch it.
I was just talking about the podcast.
The podcast was great. I was, we did these Avatar podcasts. I'm like, how well are these doing? What are all the numbers? And I knew this already, but I didn't fully appreciate our Ladybug podcast. Definitely our most listened to podcast on, podcast
feeds. We are fulfilling a need.
Yes. I think we're the biggest podcast of one of the biggest shows. It's not
actually just Thomas listening over and over and over.
Yes, on repeat.
We love it. We love it. But 2,000 people subscribe just to the Ladybug feed on Apple and whatever. So I know there's a lot of you guys listening. Like, I want to hear from you. I know we don't actively encourage engagement enough. So I just want to say, please check in. Let me know you're here. Say you want Ladybug podcasts. Say any topics you guys want to hear us talk about. Just say hi, you know. So let me know.
Please say hi.
Yeah, say
also,
hi.
I don't know if they're going to understand me, but I'm not sorry. Sorry, not sorry to the French children who are upset that we don't do this podcast.
I saw one French iTunes review that was like, why are they not talking in French?
I thought they were two.
Which is fair.
It's fair.
Okay, like, so
it's a French show.
We're all going to download Duolingo and Babbel and learn French.
I think we should, so we can talk about French.
I'm gonna Google French how to say that. We're gonna learn French just for you.
Okay.
I could be like
Transformamois.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah,
I got
we talk about Transformamois. That's true.
I got Chat Noir. That's it.
Chat. There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so there you go. We want to hear from you guys. So check in, and also our Discord, overlyanimated.com/discord. So any of these places.
There's a Ladybug channel.
Yes.
In the Discord.
And look, we are at the time right now Before season six, there's no, I believe, spoilers for season six yet. Nothing to be afraid of.
You can make them up.
There might be, well, I think people are. I was going to say, I think there's fake spoilers, but I don't really think there's real spoilers yet. No, so it's great. We're caught up. Everything's good. Gloob hasn't started airing season six yet, so. I'm sure they will as soon as they have it.
Like, we finished the Avatar podcast. Like, you should be like, you should do this. It could be the dumbest idea ever. We might do it.
Well, what do you guys want to hear us talk about?
Also, don't worry. We have dumb ideas, too. It's like, don't worry.
We love all ideas.
Yes. I guess that's true. That's what Ladybug said. We love all ideas about all types of villain heroes. We'll do any of them.
Oh, I wanted to say, I've been playing Final Fantasy, and I walked by a character, and their name was Cerise, and I got triggered.
I rewatched the epilogue in the finale. I was like, wait, I can't remember Lila's new name. Okay, thank you, Delaney, for remembering.
No, I saw it, and I was like, triggered.
That name is ruined for you forever. Okay.
Also, like, the elf people in Final Fantasy, their names are, like, French. It's really weird.
French elves. French-like, interesting.
I could say.
Interesting. Okay, let's quickly go over to start here. What happened with Marin and Adrian in the finale? Where are we right now with them? So, to recap, we have this last scene, which we've talked about extensively in the epilogue, where Adrian has the rings that Ladybug left for him, his send monster rings, and Marinette puts them on him, and Adrian's like, I feel so free. They say they love each other, they have a big kiss, so
they're married. Smoochy.
Yeah, they're not, I guess they are married, I guess so. We probably made that joke, right? That they're,
I don't know if we did or
I don't
not.
Think we did, but I'm kind of upset that we haven't.
It's basically a proposal.
Yeah, they literally are married now.
Wow, it happens. So there you go. That being said, Adrian does not know his dad was Monarch. Marinette does know. Adrian also does not know he is a Sentamonster, but Marinette does know, right?
You're so funny, no.
Does she know? I can't remember. No, I'm pretty sure she does. She does know.
Look,
no.
We had this discussion.
She does know.
And then she did it.
We were like, she knows who Hawkmoth is now, and she did not.
Well, she didn't know that, but now she puts the rings on him and says, you're free to be whoever you want to be. So she I can't exactly remember.
No, I don't know. I don't buy it. She don't know.
Well, she overheard something in the finale, right? Why don't we remember this? Probably because the show's dumb.
I imagine Felix and Kagami are like just screaming. Like
They know, yeah.
Yeah, so they're off screen screaming because Marinette's stupid.
Well, Marinette got the presentation in the episode before the two-part
finale. And didn't get anything out of it. Nothing.
Well, we know she didn't learn that Adrian's dad was Monarch because she is surprised by that later.
Still doesn't know that Adrian is Cat Noir.
She does not know that. Yes. Okay. Yeah. April, you're confusing things here intentionally. obviously she does not know that Adrian's Cat Noir, but I think she does know that he's Sentamonster. Yeah. Okay, I don't remember.
She knows Felix is a Sentamonster, but I don't think she knows.
Oh yeah, she definitely knows. Okay, you're right. You might be right. Okay. But the what she says to him in that last scene is like, you're free to be whoever you want to be now. Maybe she's just talking about your abusive dad's not in the picture, but I think I think she gets the idea. Well, whatever. No. Anyway, Adrian doesn't know that. We have extensively discussed since the finale. We had a check-in on this. If you missed it, if you didn't know, Emily, Adrian's mom, is not alive as of
RIP Emily.
We thought she was, but there was this like writer's video commentary that confirms that no, Emily's not alive.
And they were like, y'all are stupid. And it's like, no, you did a bad job. But okay, sure, whatever.
Unless we're getting bait and switched to be determined if we get more information at the beginning of season six.
I would not be shocked if we get bait and switched.
Let's assume that that is not Emily. I will say, I rewatched the end of the finale, and we talk about the surge of the music. Why would they do that if it's not for Emily? I believe the surge of the music is supposed to be timed with the reveal that Natalie is okay and alive. So I did see that better more this time. I do think that's what they're going for. I still don't think they did a great job, but we're not going to dwell on that. The wish was Gabriel for Natalie. Natalie's alive. Emily's still dead. That's Amelie at the end. Are you confused? Yes. Okay. Adrian's mom's not alive. Okay. Here's something. Sarah brought this up. We get the wish and we see that we have a new world. So is there more about this new world that has not been revealed yet?
Absolutely.
Okay, if there's not, I'm going to throw another fit. But like,
well, so why? What do you want to
there
be?
There has to be
change.
Well, okay, because different. Again, this goes back to like what I was so dissatisfied about in the finale. It was like they made such a big deal about destroying the universe and remaking it. And if there is not some weird catastrophic change, I'm going to throw a fit.
Yeah, I mean, probably not. But we do know that it's the new green Paris and school system. Did the wish change that, or did they just have a new administration of the Paris government? I think probably they didn't need the wish to change all that. But it is pretty quickly, drastically changed. So,
yes.
So that it's worth noting. Did anything change with Myrna and Adrian? I mean, we see the check-in with them because they're with the scene I talked about with the rings. That is after the wish. So we know their status. We know they love each other. They kiss. So as far as we know, nothing is different about the two of them. But it is worth noting heading into season six, and we talk about any sort of season six speculation, that there is a wish that just happened, and we can't take anything for granted that it's the exact same as before.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. That being said, I still generally think the wish is literally just Natalie for Gabriel. I think that's the intent, but I really am still not 100% sure. But I believe it's really just this one for one. But that being said, based on this one for one, maybe there were corresponding kind of cascading effects.
It's kind of really confusing because, like, you make a wish and it destroys the universe and rebuilds it, but, like, Marinette was there. Like,
yeah, so she still knows. She didn't forget.
And it didn't change that, like, Monarch previously existed and did stuff.
Yes, it did not change the history. So, you know,
so I don't know how that works. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
So it's,
I wonder if it's just in like reference to whenever people make crazy wishes, like I wish that I was rich, you know what I mean? Like in order to make that the new reality, they have to rewrite something so that you being rich makes sense. Does that make, wow.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it also could be like metaphorical, like we're changing this thing. And so it's a different world now. And I know we saw the visual of it. So in theory, it did actually happen. But we will see. I think, you know, for now, we haven't seen anything different other than what we saw in the finale, which was a different Paris, to be fair. So anyway, but we are focusing in on Myrna and Adrian here. So if we think of anything that could be different with just them, then we can talk about that. But let's check in on, and Marion and Adrian had an eventful season five. We're going to recap it in detail coming up. But first, let's see. The questions are like, were you guys happy with what we saw from Marion and Adrian in season five? And how are you feeling heading into season six with the two of them? I'm sure you've been thinking about it a lot on your free time, thinking about Ladybug, Marin and Adrian in their future.
I do have Ladybug dreams quite often, so.
That's perfect, Delaney. So what have you dreamed about for
I don't remember them now, but like, I do like have, it depends. Sometimes I'm Ladybug, sometimes I'm just there.
You're supposed to be Cat, though.
I know, that's not what's happening to my dream. I don't know.
Okay.
She can't control her dreams.
Or are you Scarabella?
No, I'm Ladybug.
I mean, how do you tell the difference? If you were Ladybug, though, you would have a different name.
That's true.
Would you, though?
Because, you know, Alia gets the Ladybug Miraculous and is a different name, you know?
But she chose that. She could have also.
So I guess you could just change. Yeah, I guess we get. Oh, so speaking of the Paris special, remember the Shadybug chooses her new name and she's like, I'm late. Does she say I'm Ladybug at the end? She's
yeah.
Like,
yes. Yep.
So we have proven it that you can choose the same.
But also, if they if they continuously chose different names or had to choose a different name, then it wouldn't be like the history of Ladybug or. You know what I mean? It would just be like.
I guess it was just to see. Maybe I'm not too happy that Alia goes by Scarabella, but I guess It's just not to get people confused.
I think we saw in the Joan of Arc episode, which we'll briefly mention this yes. from this season, yes. but I think the different ladybugs did have different names in history. If I'm remembering correctly, I think we just kind of casually say history of ladybug because it's our ladybug, but yeah. it's also the ladybug yeah. Miraculous. So maybe Marinette's not the most creative mm-hmm. with the name. She just took the name of the Miraculous, but you don't necessarily have to. Anyway, we're focusing on Marinette and Adrian here.
We got off topic really.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen a bunch.
The funny part is it was all Dylan's fault.
It's like Delaney. Okay. Answer these questions. Did you like Adrian in season 5? How do you feel about them heading into season 6?
Loved it. It was great. There is nothing better on earth than when they do the spin cam. It's literally like the greatest thing ever. Also, we've been waiting so long and they actually did it. It's crazy. Like it happened. And then like they just kept giving it to us. Like even the almost stuff was really good. And then they finally kiss and then it's like super dramatic. And then every time they kiss, they're like spin cam, watercolor. It's just the best.
How do you feel about them for next season?
Yeah. So for next season, I'm go on dates and then I want like drama. Like I'm like, we're gonna go on dates. Oh no, I have to go to the bathroom. Oh no, I'm gonna hide under the dining table for some reason because
so when you say drama, you mean them being dramatic but not
well, I mean like well, I don't know, like what's
Lila akumatizes one of them.
Yeah, is that what's gonna happen? Yeah, like because you know, be like, oh no, Hawk Moth's here. We have to stop our date to go deal with this. But then it's not Hawk Moth, so I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
but I want stupid stuff like that.
Okay, you want you want fanfic stuff now that they're together.
Yes, that's what I want. That's correct.
That's good.
More ice cream.
Yeah, more ice cream dates and
more ice cream.
Also, Kagami. Delphi, Felix, and Kagami.
I was gonna joke at the beginning. We're talking about the most prominent couple in all of in Ladybug, Felix and Kagami. We're gonna get into everything from Felix and Kagami.
It's so good though. I'm not upset. I would still be okay with that.
They should go on a double date with Felix and Kagami.
And then go on a double date with Nino and Alia, mm-hmm. and then they go on a double date with
Rose and Julika, Mark and Nathaniel. Rose
and
Julika.
And then,
Zoe.
Zoe. But no, I can't remember their names.
Who are you talking about?
Ivan
and Mylene. Yes, Ivan and Mylene. You're right. There are a lot of couples. Ivan and Mylene. How about Zoe and future hypothetical girlfriend?
Oh yeah, introduce a new character. Oh my god, what if Zoe starts dating Cerise? I'm gonna kill myself.
Cerise, but not Lila. That would be so funny. Okay, why did you think of that would be a me suggestion trolling you, but you thought of it on your own. You're like torturing
yourself. Because I was like, we should introduce a new character, but then
and
I was going to be like,
Cerise is here. Oh my god, that would be so funny.
We got a new character.
Like, I want you to know if that happens, I will like lose it entirely.
They actually should do that though. That would be so good.
I would be like,
no.
But what if Lila actually likes her and like actually falls for her?
That's not going to happen. That's ridiculous.
Because she doesn't have like a soul.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. She is not a nice person. I don't know if you know this.
But what if Zoe's the purest one that could actually change her, though?
I agree with you, but like, it's not.
Zoe can fix her. That's
It's not Zoe's job to fix her.
It's not her job, but what if she loves her?
And then Chloe's not there anymore, right? Chloe got sent to New York?
In theory, yeah.
In theory.
Can I live with that? I don't know. I want Chloe back.
Chloe's not there at the pool party? I think she's not. Yeah. She must not.
I mean,
just going to leave way for like a special where Chloe comes back and everyone has mixed feelings.
She'll come back at some point. Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about Marinette and Adrian. So, April, how about you? What did you feel about them in season 5? What are you looking forward to in season 6?
First off, I'm loving the chaos that's happening here in this podcast alone.
This is what happens. We haven't had a ladybug pod in a while.
We have to get it all out. Yeah.
talked in a little bit, so then it's just like pure chaos.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail us once again. I loved what we got in season 5 because, like Delaney said, we have been waiting for this all of our lives, and we've been so patient and
okay, I don't know
deserving. No. Okay, deserving right.
It. We deserved it.
We deserved this. And I am most looking forward to specifically the drama that season six will introduce, because they don't know who each other is, which obviously leaves way for so much drama. Also, Marinette knows that Gabriel was Hawk Moth, so there's that element to throw the into. Guilt.
Eat her up.
Yes. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Knowing Marinette, it's going to eat her up. So that's definitely going to affect their relationship. And
we're so fanfic pilled with, like, angsty.
So that's beautiful, which may, on the reverse side of that, lead us into some Lady Noir, because Marinette's going to be... I'm writing the fan fiction as I speak. Lady Marinette's going to be pulling herself away because she feels so guilty, because she knows what really happened to Adrian's dad, but she won't tell him because she thinks that she's being a good person. I mean, she is a good person always, but yeah, so then that's going to pull her away from Adrian. Adrian's going to be like, oh, but Ladybug, like, I've always been in love with her. And then Marinette as Ladybug is going to confide in Cat Noir. But not like specifically, she's going to be very vague about it. Like, oh, like I'm having relationship problems, X, Y, and Z. And he's like, what? Tell me all about it. Like, bugaboo. And, and so we're just going to get so much more drama, and I cannot wait. Thomas, I hope you're taking notes.
No. They already did the damage, whatever it is. It's already set in stone. First of all, I wanted to say, Lady Noir. No, they're dead. Marinette and Adrian are dedicated to each other now. No more Lady Noir. They already have partners that are.
It's dead. Yes, but
they're gonna be loyal to each other and not cheat with the other one who's actually.
No. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying that. At some point, it's all going to come to a head, and...
I am sure. So you guys are looking forward to the drama.
Look, at this point, they have ingrained the drama in us so much that we cannot escape it.
Exactly. You're just... This is a Stockholm Syndrome situation.
It very much is.
You guys can't appreciate them being happy now. Like,
no.
Because of like how things work, I'm like, this isn't like, so they didn't immediately end the show, so that means they're gonna torture us.
I'm sure, but we could at least like fantasize about them being a happy couple in season six.
I'm not saying they're not gonna be a happy couple for some part of it.
Like 25 double dates.
Y'all are reading too many hurt.
We're
comfort
gonna get a
fanfics.
Beached episode.
Like beach episode. Yes, let's do all these fluff
Ooh,
stuff.
Ooh, beach
like,
episode. Yeah.
We should.
We're
I'm sure
have
we did.
Some happy episodes, okay? But look, there's going to be drama attached.
I want another video game episode.
Yeah.
And soccer, because Adrian's stupid.
Soccer, yeah, that'd be good. Look, I'm looking forward to them being together without.
Oh, we're gonna get some drama episodes.
I want some
where, like Adrian's baking with Marinette's dad.
This is definitely a want. So obviously Adrian's like really down to earth and like not stuck up, but I want them to like, I don't know, because Gabriel's dead, I don't know if this would happen, but I want them to like do something that like kind of like fancy that Marinette's like never done before, and she's like super awkward about it.
That would be nice. Like she goes to the ball.
Counter like the fact that Adrian doesn't know anything about soccer.
Yeah, they go to a fancy restaurant, Marinette dresses up, that would be nice. I mean, Adrian's still rich, just because rich dad's
she's
gone,
like,
he's still...
Maybe she goes to, like, runway shows. Nailed it.
Yeah,
that'd be good. This is off topic, but what did Gabriel's will say? Who is getting this money?
Adrian is getting the money.
You sure?
Who else would it go to? He's not going to give it to Marty, he sucks.
He's going to give it to Adrian, but because Adrian is under the age of 18, he can't yet access the money fully. That's why Natalie is there.
So Natalie has control of the money. He's like, Gabriel's like, I'm giving the money to my dead wife because she won't be dead anymore once I'm alive. getting, that's how legally this is going to work.
In the event of my wife suddenly reappearing.
Yeah, exactly.
We had to rewrite the universe, right? So now we're living in a world where Gabriel actually wrote a will.
And left his money
to Adrian.
This is a fun topic, but point is, Adrian will probably still have money, so we could still do these fantasies.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, okay, I'm looking forward to them being...
Adrian has to move in with Marinette.
Because they suddenly, because the money has been frozen has by to, the courts. And
he has to sleep on the couch, and like Marinette's dad is just like, I'm watching you, buddy. Yeah.
No, I feel like there has to be another bedroom. I feel like their house, it's like kind of big.
We really haven't seen where the parents sleep, I feel like.
It seems very like vertical.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe. Is there
closet he can live in, like,
oh man,
he sleeps on the floor of the bakery.
This is a good fanfic though, Adrian. I'm sure it's out there. Adrian's money gets frozen. Okay,
I'm
looking forward to them being together. No, I can't say I love you. They're just together now. It's great. Something I'm looking forward to is once Adrian learns that he's a Senta monster, Marinette being there for him and helping him through that. I think that's a great potential scenario. And then, obviously, the big thing to look forward to is once the identity reveals actually happen.
You're so cool. That's not happening.
We get to see now. I didn't say season six, but
in season 12,
we were talking about happens. Season six specifically.
Okay, so for season six, that's not happening. So we can move on. But anyway, in terms of season five, I said it on season five wrap up podcast. But one of the biggest things that I really wanted the show to do was have Marinette and Adrian date during the show because there's so much room to explore. And they did it. And they did it in extensive detail in season five. We're going to go through everything they did. But they did the scenario where they don't know each other's identities and they date. But as they just demonstrated in season five, there's so much room for narrative room to explore. And they really went in a lot of great directions. And we saw so many great things. Season five is jam-packed with Marinette and Adrian content. Like, to a shocking amount, more than we ever thought they would give us. I mean, the show's based around them. It's not like we didn't think they... But, like, them actually being, like, together. Like, they start dating in episode 10, and they never look back. So it's pretty wonderful this season. So let's start to recap everything. I went through all of our outlines from season 5 to try to compile all the big Marinette-Adrian moments. I will say I didn't rewatch anything except for the epilogue, and I rewatched the big airplane kiss, both of which are wonderful. But something that stood out to me as I was going through everything is just like, man, season five had a ton of great, memorable episodes. Like, it's kind of remarkable how much stuff is in here that we went through like last year, the year before. Did it go, was it like 2022 to 2023? I assume. Yeah.
Bold, like, your favorites, or did you just, like, give up on
bold? So, if you're looking at the outline, bolds are the biggest moments, and then the non-bolded ones are also ran. Like, these
there
are
not that many that aren't bolded.
That's why it was such a big Adrianette season. There's, like, over 10 episodes that I think are major moments for them, so let's go through
it. It literally looks like you like might have forgotten to bold.
That's literally,
I bolded only the biggest ones, and there's so many. And also, I only put on here episodes that had Adrianette, and it is almost every episode. So,
like, I was gonna start bolding, and I was like, maybe Dylan has a system. So,
there's a system. Thank you. There's a system.
Okay, there's an actual system.
Like, I kind of know how Dylan's brain works sometimes, so I was like, I should ask because
yes,
I was like, what?
There's a system. That's how my brain works, definitely. Thank you. So, jump in here as we go with your memories and feelings about all these moments, but. I'll go quickly through the ones that are not as important, but they're all, you know, relative to before season five, these would be.
Okay, Jubilation should be bolded because of the creepy dolls. I'm going to bold it.
Okay, you made the executive decision. See, that's not even a major moment in my opinion, but it's like looking back. But at the time, we thought it was. Let's start with episode two,
right.
Multiplication. Yeah. By the way, we've complained about it before. These episode titles are frustrating because I don't remember the episodes from the titles. I really wish they'd have more memorable names. I think the naming system is cute this season, but some of them are not memorable.
It's still better than the episodes in Avatar. Oh my God, those episode names were terrible.
The live action Avatar, yeah. But at least they were, like, it tells you what episode it is. Some of the, like, multiplication. I don't remember what episode the multiplication power happened. Anyway, in Multiplication episode 2, Adrian starts. Adrian tries to give Marinette face kisses, French kiss style. And
is that when they're brushing their teeth?
No, not yet. That's okay. Later. They do start FaceTiming here, and they continue throughout the season. Not like French kiss. Yeah, yeah. So we're back at the beginning, and like, look how far we came from them attempting to just finally greet each other.
Face kiss. I was real confused.
Like left cheek, right cheek. You know.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. That's okay. A European greeting.
Yes. Marinette's not having it. Okay.
We nailed it.
To Jubilation. We have the Jubilation Pirate gives these dreams of your desires, and in the dreams they're married. They have kids. They're creepy baby kids.
I forgot about those. Creepy doll kids is one of the greatest.
My favorite, I think my friend, she like messaged me. She was like, I hope this isn't a spoiler, but what the heck is this? And I was like, oh my God, it's the dolls.
It's important. Yeah. So now we know what their kids will look like. But that was great. And I do think the beginning of the season, even though they don't start dating, there's some great setup too. But eventually we start to get to the reverse love square, if you guys remember that from the beginning of the season.
In
Determination episode 6, this is a big one. The museum dates with Luca and Kagami are also there, and
they weren't on a date with each other.
They were theoretically on dates with Marinette, on a date with Luca.
Yeah.
And But really, they're like, no, you two are on a date.
Yes.
And Marinette is starting to fall for Cat Noir. And Adrian is in love with Marinette, as we start to learn here. So the reverse love square has begun. In Passion, episode 7, not as big, but I like Adrian talking to Natalie about him liking Marinette.
I want more.
That would be good.
More of that. Yeah, let's go back to that now that
she's his motherly figure.
Now that certain impediments are out of the way,
and she was gay for his mom, so she has like hot lady tips.
Yeah.
I guess that is how that worked. We could get more backstory on that. There were some in this episode.
Oh my God, if they were a throuple, like, yes.
that's the impression you get.
Like, obviously they were a throuple, but like, if they confirmed they were a throuple, I would lose it.
Yes.
Gave throuple vibes.
They did give throuple vibes in this episode. Aya says Marinette's running away from her feelings. Tiki later says that too. We get this funny Adrifine stuttering from Marinette. Soon the stuttering will end. Tiki and Ply are conferring about like, oh no, they love each other now. What are we going to do?
I want Adrian and Marinette to be on a date, and then Tiki and Plog are like on a not date, but it's a date.
Yeah, they're also hanging out because they're together.
They're little like, we're together, but we're not together. Way.
Yes, that would be good. That would be a good double date.
They're at like a little table and chairs.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, and I want Marinette to be in on it, because that would just be hilarious. Ooh,
that Marinette and Adrian conspire to get Tiki and Plog like on
no,
actual.
No, no, I meant just like, Marinette knows that Plog's there, and she.
This requires an identity reveal.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, that's why I'm like, oh, but like Marinette's freaking out because Plog's there, and she doesn't.
It's like, why is Plog there?
Okay, that seems fun.
And then there's Lady Noir and Mr. Bug, and Marinette says Mr. Bug looks good. Okay, that's Passion.
I'd be okay with another switch just for funsies.
That'd be fun. Yeah, we could do it again.
Yes.
In Reunion, episode 8.
Joan of Arc.
The past story, Ladybug and Cat Noir were in love together. Adrian asks Marinette out here. And Tiki's calling Marinette out, says running away from her feelings as well. Elation, episode 9. Big episode. This is the Marinette kiss. They have a scene
this
on the rooftop.
This show is so annoying. Like, for them to kiss and us to be like, boo.
No. I don't think we were like, boo. I think we liked
it. I know,
but
like, it's so dumb.
They go on a date. They kiss.
Like, how could two characters be like, I'm like, this is in the way of my ship with you two characters, but it's wrong.
But it's also you two, yeah. It's the worst. It's the dumbest. Kat's doesn't want to, stops the kiss because he doesn't want to take advantage of her as a fan of his. Marinette's almost akumatized, but he kiss again to stop it. But Kat's like, no, I can't do this with you. And Adrian hopes Marinette's gonna fall for him as himself again. So there you go. And we get the Kwame's Choice two-parter. I really want to rewatch these. Such good episodes. Transmission, episode 10. So the Tiki and Plog leave them so they can start dating is the concept. Adrian says, I love you to Marinette as early as episode 10. I don't even remember this. Marinette confesses back, but has to do this hand-raising thing in order to communicate that she loves him too, because she can't say I love you. That was a great scene. Iconic scene. And then they watch the other two fighting, and they're happy and free together, but they're not heroes. Next episode, Defurgation, they go on a lunch date, our first date, I think, together. They've already gone on dates before, but they're actually dating now. So this is like, episode 10 was, Transmission was their confession. They, with the hand-raising scene, so that's, now they're dating, and they go on the lunch date, and Adrian helps Marinette against Chloe and Lila, which will be a theme later in the season as well. So big episodes. Yeah, who knew that they would start dating so early in season 5?
Not me.
we would have never believed that they would give us, that they would let us eat. Like,
I know.
Who knew that we deserved such material, such sustenance? In Perfection, again, next episode, episode 12. This is the I Love Moo.
One after another.
So good. I love Moo.
So now we're getting to the arc of Marinette can't communicate back to Adrian. She's too embarrassed. So the I love and not.
Oh,
not
and this too... is when Kagami finds out Marinette's ladybug because she's stupid.
Yeah, apparently. And we learn that this is when she found out. That's true.
So good.
I think she's there's many reasons she can't say it back, as we will get into soon, but I love Moo. Adrian's song says I love you to Marinette during the song. She can't say it back. I need the Moo. Their friends are like staging situations for them to be together to encourage it.
God, they're so annoying. It's really funny. And then Rose is like losing her mind.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, and Ladybug and Cat talk to each other. They're like, hey, we both have partners now. Isn't that wild? We're both dating people.
Wow.
Yeah. For now.
So that's why I'm like, they would never. They both know they have are dating someone.
It's kind of funny. It's like when we were doing the Ladybug, the Avatar pods, and we're like, oh my God, guys, we're like all married and like dating now.
Yeah, that's them, except they're 14.
Yeah, we're like, and we're all like almost 30, and we're like, wow.
Wow.
Marina and Adrian will be children forever, I guess. Time skip. You know what I want? Time skip, and I want older Ladybug and Cat.
Do we want
late teens or early 20s?
Early 20s.
Early
20s. 20s, yeah.
Okay.
Adult.
I'll accept mid-20s.
Okay.
We would gladly accept this, because and then Ladybug becomes a show for us and not a children's show anymore.
We can dream.
The next episode, Derision, episode 14. There is a pool date with Marinette and Adrian.
There, oh, this episode.
Holding hands. We see, we see Marinette's trauma about being hurt from Chloe's bullying and the incident.
Chloe is the literal worst.
So this went into the Marinette being afraid to kind of get too much into dating Adrian. And then the ending scene, I think a big Adrianette scene in the season is Adrian wants to help Marinette get through the fear, and they're together now and he's with her through it. It's wonderful.
Also, this episode made me like Kim less, which is rough, because I liked Kim, and now Kim.
He's better now, I guess.
Is he? It's he's just stupid. Like, and unfortunately, you can't fix stupid.
That's true.
Unfortunately. They're kids. They could get smarter. they're not.
Okay, so for Kim and Max, the couple then, like...
Kim and Max?
No, because like Kim's in love with Chloe.
I don't know, because we're like...
No, okay. Kim... Well, now Kim is with the swimmer girl.
Oh, right. I can't... Oh, Claudine? Is that her name?
Maybe.
Something... It's something like... It's close. It's close to that.
Nadine? I don't know.
Nadine? Maybe?
No, I'm going to have to look this... No, I'm
going
to have to...
You're very close. Whatever it is, you're right there.
You know what it is, and you're just like...
No, I also don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Ladybug characters. Swimmer...
I'm literally looking up swimmer girl and ladybug.
What's it? Ondine.
Ondine.
See, it was right there. I knew it. Okay.
I I was like, it's Dean. It's something Dean.
Yeah. Episode 15, Intuition. Their video calls. They're trying to like improvise now instead of Marinette having plans, video calls with him. That's great. Protection episode.
Oh yeah, isn't that when Gabriel gives bad dating advice?
Yeah, I think so. And he's starting to get in the way. Episode 16, yep. Protection. Mark and Nathaniel.
Oh, Talmud. This one. Oh my God.
Marin and Adrian to have a Ferris wheel kiss. It doesn't happen. That being said, they have a pajama picnic gamer date with the GameCubes. They do have a gamer date here in Delaney.
So cute.
Outside the mansion. They're watching the clouds. Then they're about to kiss, and then Lila interrupts them.
My favorite. Oh, that's right. She's in her pajamas, and then Adrian goes and puts on his pajamas. Yeah. It's so best. Sweet. So cute.
It's great. This is a great one, this date.
More season 5, more in season 6. I just want Adrian hanging out with Marinette's family.
Yes. That'd be good. I don't know why you were reminded of that from.
Oh my gosh. He's hanging out with Marinette's family, but Natalie is there too.
Yes.
They're just having like a huge family get together in the bakery.
Natalie and Marinette's mom awkwardly making conversation.
No, they're best friends. They hit it off.
Can Natalie be best friends with someone?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. Oh, and if she's going to be best friends with anyone, Marinette's mom.
That'd be true. That's true.
Trilla and her dad to just be sitting on the couch because they're both huge.
Yeah, Gorilla. That's true. We need them.
Yes, Gorilla's there too.
Yeah, Gorilla. I agree. Okay, episode 17, Adoration. Marinette, so this is the Zoe Gay episode, and so Zoe's go tell him how you feel. So then Marinette's like, yep, right away.
Also, the gays keep winning. We get this because Zoe's gay.
It's true. Yeah. That is
thank you.
Yeah, ladybug children who are being taught to be homophobic, unfortunately, just know that Zoe facilitated your ship, so you have to not be homophobic anymore. Sorry.
Also, Julika and Rose are like the cutest.
Yeah, Julika and Rose, yes. Marinette.
Marinette should go to Julika for dating advice.
because I guess she can
speak. Because she won't go to Rose, because Rose will be too enthusiastic. Yes.
Yeah. You're Rose all welcome for these free fanfic ideas.
These are good fanfics. I like Rose, Adrian going to Rose for advice, and Rose just like talks a mile a minute of ideas for him.
Look, this is how we like incorporate all of the friends now, because their sole purpose up until now has been to try and get Marinette to tell Adrian that she loves him. But now that they're together and we've squashed the first kiss setup thing, this is how we do it now. They go to everyone for advice. Except each other. Bad communication.
It's good. Anyway, in Adoration, Marinette tells Adrian she loves him, and they go to. So she does tell him that, but they go to kiss. But then, ominously, Gabriel's like, "No," and stops them.
Oh yeah, he uses his control powers.
Yes. That was iconic. So many iconic episodes, honestly. It's so good.
This was all
Emotion episode 18. Another iconic episode. They're about to kiss earlier. Then later at the ball, Felix is posing as Adrian. She tells Felix she loves him, and they dance together. And then there's Threpple stuff with ice cream. And
she's like, "You're not Adrian."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Marinette decides to confront Gabriel. And also more important stuff happened that episode. But that's the Adrianette aspect of Emotion. And Pretension episode 19. Marinette stands up to Gabriel. Gabriel,
and he gives that terrible pancake talk.
Yes, and she's like, he tries to cut a deal with her, but Marinette runs up to Adrian's room. "I love you, Adrian. I won't ever abandon you. I'll always be there for you." And she says, "Get your Gabe's pancakes are outdated and tasteless," and walks out.
Yep.
"Boo, you suck. Bye."
Bye.
It was great. Iconic. Then we get revelation and confrontation, the Chloe and Lyle arc. And there is Adrianette stuff in there of Adrian kind of standing up against Lyle and Chloe with Marinette together.
Is this when they get caught finally?
Elaborate on when
the
they get caught.
The fake bathroom.
The fake I think. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I only wrote down Adrian and Marinette moments here.
That's
okay.
Fair. I don't remember the other stuff.
But this look, I think just in general, they're together and Adrian is standing up against Chloe again and against Lila, where everyone else is convinced by Lila, Adrian is with Marinette.
Yes.
In Collusion, episode 20, two. They start video chatting when they wake up. I think this is the toothbrush one. And they almost kiss a bunch. Still haven't kissed yet, but
actually, okay. What I want in season six is I want them to be so like I want to be sick of them. Like I want them to be so cute and disgusting that I'm like tired of it.
That you're tired. That you want you to be sick of them.
Yeah, I want there to be so much and for them to be so annoying that I'm just like sick of it.
That's a goal to aspire to. That's when you know they've actually done the ship as well.
That's what I want. I want to be like
when we're over it.
Like when I'm reading the Avatar comics and Aang's like sweetie, I'm like, I want to be like
oh,
that.
They should start calling each other sweetie. Such a good idea. I know.
I hope there's an episode where Adrian messes up and he accidentally calls Marinette Bugaboo. And that's how.
That's such a good fic. They got to do it. Why would you say that? He's like, I was watching the news and I saw.
Yeah, and he's like stumbling over it and everything. Yeah. He's like, isn't that what Kenoir calls Ladybug? And I just he loves her.
Yeah.
Like if he just like loses it.
That's a great fic.
This is officially what's going on.
And Marinette still doesn't put it together.
Okay, that's wonderful. And then also them just doing pet names for each other and being gross about it is another
good thing. I want there to be a new pet name every episode.
Episode, they like run it into the ground. Like episode one, they call each other, like Adrian calls her sweetie and she calls him, I don't know. I don't
Pumpkin.
Know.
No, they're both going to use the same one. And but every episode is a new one. And they just like, and it's the whole episode. It's like really annoying.
Episode one, they run croissants. Sweetie into the ground. Episode two, cutie. Dead.
Say things that name's going to be croissant. We're going to anger the French.
Yep. Oh, the French children can relax.
Hold on.
My crepe. My,
Yeah, great. You're going to.
My, what else? Do we got?
My galette.
Yes.
I want to know every time I see something called galette, I have to stop and stare at it. I'm like, wait, Ladybug's here.
It's so relevant now.
Oh my gosh, a French term of endearment is calling someone my duck.
Sold.
We'll accept it. I'm not going to say anything in other than that scoff in hopes of not angering the French children, but that's we'll take it. I assume it's the French word for duck, and it sounds better.
Mont canard?
Canard.
Canard, yeah.
I guess we'll take it. But I actually think pet names are realistic because, like, they just said they love each other, they kiss. What's next? What's next is that type of thing in the relationship, pet names.
Also, they're,
like
14. Like,
Mon Cheri, it's a Halloween episode. They're dressed up like Gomez and Morticia.
I mean, that's Julika, obviously.
You're right.
I think that's coming. I think that's our most accurate prediction so far. Next, Revolution. We've made it to the big plane kiss before Adrian leaves for London. Spinnerama, plane kiss as they're being separated.
Also, is this the episode where they have to fight Miss Bustier?
Yes.
It's just really funny because people outside the fandom have discovered her and they're like, what is going on in the show?
Why? Who's that she's like the gay Twitter has discovered that she's...
Yeah, so they're like, she's gay, but then also her villain outfit. They're like, what is going on? Like, it's just so good.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a kiss with her wife. I forgot about
that. Like, and they're like, and she's pregnant. What is going on? Like, it's so
a lot's funny. Happening. And now she's mayor of Paris.
Baby
yeah, it's so good.
Mayor of Paris. Yay. Okay.
Yay.
Then the finale, recreation, final day part two. First of all, in that blog starts, Marinette kisses Adrian when he's laying on the blanket to start the epilogue.
To start it.
And then we get the big scene, which we talked about. You're the only one who can decide what to make your life. Put the rings on him. When I'm with you, I feel so free. They say I love you to each other, and they kiss from four different angles.
We love the spin. Oh, yeah. Also, I don't
This
care
isn't the it. Spin, though. This is the beautifully drawn different screen shots.
I still want them to do this. So I don't care if they kiss every episode. I want this drama, like this dramatic.
Every single like, time they every kiss. Single,
and it can be a new gimmick every time. I don't care, but I
oh,
want
Oh, it's
it.
Like a big dramatic like spinorama or a like shot. Like they have to make it a huge
every
kiss
time.
Every time.
Like
even
freeze
if it's,
frame,
even if
it goes to a different animation style.
Yes, like.
Even if it's just them, like, casually before school, like, then it's stop the episode.
Please.
That would be great.
Oh, please.
That'd be wonderful. I like this prediction.
I want to be
It's going to be our new transformation sequence.
Yes.
We have a reused animation of them kissing that we just go epically kissing that we just go to every time. That'd be so good.
I'm completely okay with this. That's so sweet.
They choose to go all in on one kiss and animate it amazingly, and then they just do it every episode.
I'm fine with that. I will never get over the spin cam. It's still like the greatest thing that's ever happened.
I think this last one is still my favorite. The one where you get the look at the, if you scroll down the screenshot for the podcast, like this beautiful light with the butterflies and the roses. We get the different it's basically a spinorama. Like, we still get the different angles. So,
it's just like, you know, it's like the first time it ever happens and you get the spinorama and you're just like, oh my God.
Two, like, how blessed are we? Got two incredible kisses from them this season. And I just wanted to note, June 1st, 2020, before season four, we had a podcast called Will Marin and Adrian Date in Show. 4 years ago, we had a podcast.
Oh my God.
All about will they date in the show? Answer, yes, they did. In season five, they did date in the show. It happened.
If we could go back and let those poor souls of 2020 know.
They wouldn't. We would be like, I don't believe you. You're lying.
Yeah.
Like, look, a lot of things won't get better in the world, but we'll get better is Marin and Adrian will date in the show. No, it's
like, so it's, you'll get like a whole season of it.
Yeah.
The world sucks. Ladybug's going to get good, though. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry. Like, we'll take it. I guess we'll take the trade-off.
You're going to be hanging on by a thread, and that thread is Miraculous Ladybug.
That's my, the April, that's my life right now. Wow. Oh,
that's crazy. Okay, also, don't spend $40 on the Ladybug game because it's trash.
We should have told ourselves that. That's true.
I should have been like, don't buy it. It's bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, only you spent money because
they gave us free copies.
I'd like to note that we haven't gotten any more free stuff since getting free copies of the Ladybug and then us trashing it on the podcast. So I think that's our fault. That
it's
we
not okay, but they should just make a better game. Like, it's not.
they should.
No, isn't there like a whole like Roblox thing? Because they put it on their Instagram all the time.
I don't think it's like a separate game, but yeah, they are.
Add Ladybug to Fortnite.
I'm surprised they haven't yet. I feel like that's coming.
Also, so I want them to add Ladybug in Spy Family. Also, Ruby. Why isn't Ruby in Fortnite? It doesn't make sense.
I mean, it's less big, but yeah, it should. I mean, I guess the issue with Ladybug in Fortnite is the same issue as we talked about with Avatar. Is like Marinette shooting a gun. That would be wild.
Well, they're adding Korra. Korra's going to be shooting people with a gun. Yeah. So
I mean, Korra's, I guess.
Allie.
Yeah, but
April, did you know that?
Yes, Korra. I did know that.
She isn't out yet, but I haven't. I need to check this week. I don't know if she's
Anyway, we'll keep monitoring that situation. All of this being said,
when Ladybug comes to Fortnite, I will be buying all of it.
Yeah, and then
then I'll subscribe.
That will be for Delaney if that ever happens.
Literally, okay. I want you to know, like, I tweet about it all the time. I'm like, Fortnite. I'm
do it. Yes. Okay. All of this being said, we just recap the season. Do you like how we've been handling Marinette and Adrian? We don't have the identity reveal, so it's valid if you're going to say, I don't like that we haven't had the identity reveal yet. But do you like where we're at with Marinette and Adrian? Any thoughts looking back on season five, Delaney?
I'm soothed. Like, we don't have the identity reveal, but because they're together and they're so cute, I'm soothed.
Soothed. That's a good word, I think.
Also, season five, so good.
April, how about you?
I mean, an identity reveal would have been a great thing, but I do agree that they're adorable and their entire relationship this entire season has been great and such a treat. And I want more of that, even though the deep, dark person inside of me really wants the drama, because what is the show but dramatic? So give me more dramatic love. Maybe it doesn't even have to be negative. Just like make it over the top.
I do like that positive over ooh, the like, top.
Oh my god, what am I supposed to get him for Valentine's Day, or what am I supposed to get him?
His very, name day is coming.
Yeah. Very low stakes drama. Yeah, will Marinette still do the name day stuff?
No.
Yeah,
okay, I want her to do. I want him to do the name day stuff, but I also want her to like be going back through her presents and be like, "This is garbage."
No. I want Adrian to be there and Marinette to be like, "So I have all of your presents picked out from now until we're 50."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So buckle like, up, Buttercup. We're getting married.
Okay. Yeah.
No, he's like, well, I better get started.
That'd be good. Look, I'll say, looking back on season 5, not only am I satisfied with Marin and Adrian, I think this is pretty clearly to me the greatest romance season for a couple in animation history.
Okay.
Agreed.
I agree.
And in contention, if not, could be the greatest in television history.
Okay. Now, there's like, a question Dylan has on the outline that I'm going
to we'll get to in a second. It's relevant for that. But can you think of a season? Like, let's start. We're the animation podcast. Can you think of an animation season this good? I think the thing that comes to mind is Lumity season 2 Dollhouse.
Lumity.
Yeah.
And I think this is better.
Lumity gets bonus points because they're gay, but you're right.
Look, Marinette and or Adrian could be bi. We don't know, you know. So
it's true. It's true.
There's still the possibility of a
they could be bi for bi, and I'd be okay with that.
Yep, and could be a future throuple. But I do think Lumity season 2 Owlhouse might be second. Yes. But we just went through all the stuff here. There's clearly so much more than we even got to with Lumity, and that was a great season. There's so much good stuff there, and we ended with amazing kiss there. We had a confession.
Like, so rarely do we get them getting together and the show doesn't end. Like, this is very rare.
That's true. So these are two rare examples of it.
I think that gets even more bonus points because, like, not only are we, like, getting it, and the show's not over and it's going to continue.
Yeah, not as revolutionary as Owlhouse doing it in season 2, I guess. But still, like,
we saw it. But like Starco, they weren't dating in the end, like in the season, right? Like it was like close to the finale.
They were. I think they were like basically dating at one point, but then they weren't together anymore. And then because Star and Tom were together.
Yeah.
No, it was like one of them had a crush on the other.
They were. They like.
And then Starco did the reverse love square actually, because then they traded off who liked each other.
Yes.
And then it wasn't until like literally, I mean, like we knew the characters were in love with each other.
Yeah. And they kiss before the finale. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I just wanted to confirm.
I think Starco is also up there with great animation couple seasons. I think you start to get into like, because they weren't dating in show. Because so basically everything except for Ladybug and Owlhouse, it's like, oh, this isn't as good because they weren't actually together.
Yes.
Yet. Yeah.
But of the couples that weren't together, Starco is definitely.
I will say of Lumity in season 2, like, to be fair, Owlhouse was one cut short and then technically only has like 3 seasons.
Yes, less time. Ladybug. I mean, this is a big asterisk. Whenever we talk about Ladybug season 5, so amazing. Obviously, the asterisk is Ladybug had time to build to this where no other show has that we talk about.
Yes.
So it's not like, I mean, good for them for using the time to build into an amazing show. But obviously, like every other show didn't have this chance. That's a given. But I mean, I can't even think of anything else really that's remotely close. I mean, I think a lot of people would say Catradora, final season of She-Ra. They also don't get together till the end.
You know, again, I mean, other than like, you know, they have like the gays save the world. But like, that's literally, that's it. Like,
that's it.
It's more of like, not necessarily just romance building between the two characters. Kurosami final season. But again, it's much sparser and they don't get together till the end.
Yeah.
Katara and Aang final season. I think that's a great season for them. But not as good.
Now, I will say, out of everything we've mentioned where it doesn't happen until the end, Katara and Aang do have...
They have a kiss not in the finale, and then it's just like, oh, we can't be together because the war is happening, so we can't do it right now.
So there's more.
There's time for love.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I do think Katara and Aang season 3 would be in maybe your top 10 for this. There's some great Young Justice stuff that I think very highly of romance wise. Anyway, I think it's so like, am I happy how they handle it? I mean, yeah, like I still think there's room, and we'll get to this in a second, for one of them knows Marina knows Adrian's identity, he doesn't know yet or something like that. I think there's a lot of room romantically there. But and when they do have the identity reveal, there's a lot of stuff. But like, big kudos to the show for like recognizing that there's so much good stuff they can do without the identity reveal and still be dating, yeah. and then really going for it in season five. Could they have gone for it earlier? Absolutely.
Sorry. Go ahead.
But like that they didn't. Sure. Like it. Just because they could have gone for it earlier doesn't take away from how amazing it was in season.
Yeah.
Five.
That's what I was gonna say. Is that I mean, I can't even imagine what it would have looked like if we had done it earlier. You know what I mean? Like this, it yeah. seemed to like fit into the story so perfectly.
We did not suffer in vain.
Yeah. Like yeah. yes. Like we complained absolutely, but.
We will continue complaining.
Yeah, we'll always stop. Complain because we love this show so much. But it felt so appropriate and so well-timed and fit into the story, and it all kind of made sense that, like, it wouldn't have made sense for them to have started dating in season three. You know what I mean? Like,
You're right.
This works.
Yeah. I mean, you could have accelerated a similar trajectory.
We needed to make Adrian a character.
That too.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been a character for a little bit, but like we couldn't have done this in season one. We could have not just spent all our time in season one not doing stuff. We could have done stuff earlier. But like, look, this is what we did, and given that's what we did, it was a great trajectory.
I will say season one, like being the way it is, like when you get to season two, it's like life changing.
Yes. That's how I always pitch the show.
Yes, yeah, and that would be.
I'm like, this show is amazing.
And I also think season one. I think the new pitch is also like, it'll also be life changing when you get to season four, and especially season five.
Yes,
it's like it. Yeah. Anyways, I'll ask the question Delaney referenced. Since we're talking about this already, we can just answer this too. Is Marinette and Adrian? Is Adrianette the GOAT, the greatest of all time, animation ship? Number one, is it? Delaney at some point wanted to do a bracket of all the...
I did want to do a
bracket. Which we still could, but I'll say, spoiler alert, Marinette and Adrian's probably the number one seed. Are they the best?
Yeah,
I disagree.
Well, who's better?
Katang, obviously.
In our hearts, absolutely. But in terms of how the show did it, you know what I mean? Like, there's not as much great Katang content in Avatar as... Marinette and Adrian. That being said, Katang has like we know that they have kids, and you know, like we know after what,
like,
happens,
we know
too.
The future.
Yeah, so yeah. That's big.
We know the complete story.
So I guess Delaney, GOAT to you might mean most iconic, not necessarily most well done.
Yes, or even just personal favorites.
Yeah, because that's true. Because a lot of people use GOAT to mean like iconicness or like, yeah.
Because like I mean, like obviously, I definitely think Adrianette's up there, but like you know, there are some others that like.
Delaney, as like one of the biggest Katang fans, like Adrianette is so much better done. Like it's not even close. We're absolutely. Not even in the same stratosphere.
That is correct. But if we're gonna go on a bracket,
Okay. Wait. Sure. We could get into the subjectiveness, but let's talk objectively. But first, let's talk first objectively. Then let's answer the question of to us, what's the best ship? First, objectively, is this the best ever done animation ship?
Duh. There like isn't anything else.
It's not close, right?
And no,
Lumity's like a one seed as well.
Lumity is close, but
real close.
Lumity and Starco are maybe the next two up.
Yeah. And that's the thing, again, like we talked about, like it's very rare for a couple to get together in the show and then for the show not to immediately end.
And let me say, I think this applies to live action at what you just said too, Delaney.
Oh, it does.
Nothing comes to mind that's a better live action ship than Marinette and Adrian. Like, no, to me, this might be the television GOAT.
The closest ship. For me, like in my experience, would be Bones.
Yeah, of course, to you.
It's Bones, which I waited a long time for them to get together. There's a lot of suffering in that show. And then not only, granted, they get together, they get married, they have children. It's amazing.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't watch that show.
It's crazy. Oh, April, the stuff that happens. Bones is nuts. So relationship wise, it gets really good. But. Show quality wise, it's like in the garbage.
Well, look, the ship can be great even if the show's not good. That's rat valid.
Yeah.
How about like Jim and Pam in The Office? great one.
I will say, whenever I first was like watching the show and everything like that, that yes, like that was a really great like ship.
And they actually get together on like.
And they
you know?
Get together and they have kids and everything like that. But I will argue, and it's fine. You can tell my husband this. But in terms of like the coworkers to like friends to dating like thing, I like what's his face? Jake and Amy in Brooklyn Nine-Nine so much more.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
And it may also too be because like I'm just so burnt out on Jim and Pam.
Well,
I'm
at
over
this point.
It.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Office is way, you know, Office yeah. was, you know how Ladybug is too popular now? The Office way more so, like, unfortunately. Yes. But there are good ones out there. So like, obviously it's hard to go through all of live action to find,
Sorry.
But this is I think this is it. Like I just think we should take a step back and appreciate this. This is yeah. the podcast to do so. Yes. Marin and Adrian are the greatest animation couple. I think it probably applies to anime too.
I did want to shout out real quick.
Yes.
Abbott yes. Elementary.
Okay.
Because Janine and Gregory are so cute. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Good. That's yeah, cool. And obviously we don't all watch the same live action shows. But,
yeah.
I'm trying to even think others, my other favorites throughout. And I'm trying to think, like, not sitcoms, you know, like, what about, like, fantasy shows?
Yeah.
I can't think of any in fantasy
shows. I don't think Game of Thrones really had any.
I was actually like, oh, Game of Thrones, no, because everybody died.
Everybody died.
I mean, not everyone died, but I don't think any couples.
The longest running couple is Cersei and her brother. So, yeah, like,
I was literally about to make the joke. That's probably the most iconic one.
Jaime and, Brienne.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the first. I don't know if they ever actually. I don't remember exactly.
I mean, they don't ever really.
No one remembers the end of Game of Thrones, but look. So there's other
we
good.
We try not to remember.
So I just wanted to take this moment to appreciate. This is we're an animation podcast. Yes. This is I know like not everyone watches Ladybug. All of our co-hosts, not everyone in the animation community. They're missing out on the greatest romance in animation history.
Well, honestly, I mean, and on top of that, I mean, Ladybug's a really great show. It's just so good.
And look, season five, we talked about this in our season five wrap up. Season five is genuinely a top tier season of television.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's hard to recommend Ladybug because it's not until season five and season four also up there. But eventually it gets there and it's this is one of the best shows on TV now.
I will say sadly, you know, like I look back, you know, grew up watching Avatar, I grew up watching a lot of shows, and you know, now people are very like nostalgic for shows like Avatar, but like it's kind of upsetting because even right now people are like, you know, Ladybug's like a kid's show, and I'm like, do you hear yourself? Like,
yeah,
it's a kid's show. Yeah, the way the shows, yeah, it's a kid's show in the way that Avatar is a kid's show. I mean, it's I guess slightly less mature themes than Avatar, but also not, because like Adrian's like a synthetic human and that's like explored within the show.
His dad is like murderous and...
yes and his dad dies and there's mature stuff here.
I was gonna say one of the ways that I always describe Ladybug is I'm like, it's a kid's show, but it's not really. Like, it deals with some very serious. I was like, one of the main characters' mom is like dead and they bring it up all the time, like
her like, body kid... is under the house.
Yeah, well, no, it, and I'm like, I mean, look, I try not to say that because I don't want to spoil anything.
This is
people,
a general but... this is a general thing that for this podcast, but like, it's a show primarily aimed at kids. That being said, it is a show that we can watch and not think for like a second that it is like a kid show. Like it's one of those shows you can just watch and we can talk about it on a podcast, and it's not relevant that it is aimed at kids, essentially, is I think the best way of putting it. Like, who cares?
And that's how anyone who's actually like I say adults who've like genuinely watched the show with like their kids, or you know, even have just genuinely watched the show, like they all agree. I mean, we all kind of agree, like, this is an amazing show. Like, one of my like really close friends, I guess, she started watching the show because her kids wanted to watch it, and then she was just like, wait a second, this show's like legitimate, like,
yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of people listening who have that experience. April, we hear from a lot of parents who are like, I started watching my kids and we love it, and so shout out to the
like,
parents
I'm waiting for my friends for their daughter. I mean, she's going to be two, but she's
you're
not quite
waiting
right
for the
there.
Age when you can introduce,
like,
Ladybug.
I'm waiting for them to be like, yeah, we put on Miraculous Ladybug, and that's all she ever wants to watch. And the shows and like the movies that she does like go through obsessions with, I'm like, oh, she's so close, like, this girl's gonna love it.
Almost there.
And that is how Auntie April is gonna like win this girl's love, like. Hey, I'm friends with Tom. I mean, I think me and Thomas are friends.
We're friends with Thomas.
Yeah, we're friends with Thomas. I'll be like, yeah. She's going to be like, Auntie April, tell Thomas to release the next season. And I'll be like, look, girl, I have no control.
We'll try.
Like, I'm waiting for this. Oh, yes. Thomas, make me the best aunt ever.
Do it, Thomas. The last thing I'll say on this, speaking of Katang Delaney, I feel like Adrianette, what we got here this season and generally with the show is what I like, the ideal Katara Aang like arc I would have loved to have seen in Avatar. Yeah. Like what we got from them was so good. But like if we're gonna remake Avatar, which they like literally just did, and yet they didn't do Katang at all. I was gonna remake Avatar, I would do like this more epic like build up like Marin and Adrian here. You know, like I would try to make it a bigger is maybe the wrong word, but I think that they can be incorporated into the show in a way that is like much more consistent and higher quality, I guess.
Well, maybe it's similar to the show. Like watching Avatar and then watching Korra, because they are very differently written shows. And I think that if you could have a show that was both Avatar and Korra, like the way they are, you know, like I think you would be a pretty good mix.
You could do a romance like this, you mean?
I think so. Like, I mean, okay. And you know, and it'd be more, I don't know, like that mix of like character focus, but then tied in with the plot. And
yeah, because in Avatar, we didn't just stop and do the epic romance arc like this. So
yeah,
that's true. Anyway, okay, so there you go. We've crowned Marin and Adrian the greatest, the GOAT animation ship. Let us know if you agree. What other who else is up there? I mean, look, there's a lot of great ones we've talked about in this podcast. So no,
I'm always here for a good ship. Like,
yeah, oh, I guess something we didn't consider would be like Dragon Ball. Not that I would say that like there it's like quality like relationships, but like that is a show where like people get together and have children.
And Android 18 and
Krillin,
yeah.
Vegeta and Bulma, Gohan and Chi-Chi.
Yes, I thought it was Goku. I was like, it's Goku.
Goku. Gohan's their son. Sorry.
Yes. Okay. I was like, wait.
Ask me 20 years ago. I'd have more thoughts on this. Okay, but I don't remember.
I mean, it's so much better than
to chop them out so that we didn't get like angry comments that we didn't talk about Dragon Ball.
There's long form anime romance. Yes, so I agree. We need to consider all of those. Anyway. There you go. I have on the outline season six speculation. We've done that.
We wrote a lot of fanfic.
How about we specifically delve into the, because we've written like tangential things, but just to make sure we hit on it. Adrian does not know Gabriel was monarch. So how will that play out?
Drama. You
can speculate on that. So this is probably one of the, if not the main sources of drama from the season.
Yes. Marinette will be guilty. And then also like, oh, I don't know if I could handle, like, I don't want him to find out and then, like, break up with Marinette. I couldn't handle that.
Please no drama to the point of we do, like, a fake breakup. Like, please, like, let's
or maybe, like, the Marinette problem, figure out how to tell him.
Well, I was going to say, the problem with that is that,
and also identity.
Ladybug knows that. Marinette does not. Ooh, so, there's no way for Marinette to give that information to Adrian, Ladybug has to feed it to him. Unless we do an identity reveal.
I'm gonna have a shirt.
That is unfortunately a good point, April.
I'm sorry. I'm full of good points every now and again.
You should apologize for it.
I'm so sorry.
We're locked out of Marinette just telling Adrian normally until we get the
if she just goes through and tells him, which is going to be dramatic in the sense that, like, yes, Marinette knows this information, but Marinette, quote unquote, does not know this information.
She could say Ladybug told me, Ladybug tells Adrian.
Or Adrian finds out and he's mad because Ladybug didn't tell him, and he's venting to Marinette, and Marinette's like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, that might happen.
He's so mad, yeah.
That's a good point. But the reason she's not going to want to tell him, and the reason she didn't tell him, is because it would break his heart.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't think she's going to want to tell him. I think something would need to happen.
Honestly,
she's going to talk to Alia, and Alia's going to be like, girl,
you should tell the truth. Like, yeah, so that's possible.
I kind of hope that we don't have to deal with this. Which I know it's like a huge topic and it needs to be dealt with, but I kind of hope we don't, because it's just going to introduce a whole slew of problems that there's no like positive outcome for their relationship.
It's too complicated with the current circumstances without the identity
reveal.
I also hope we don't have
like
to
without
deal with
the
this.
Identity reveal, but also like without negatively impacting like.
Yeah,
internet.
And I guess that's where like hurt comfort fic type stuff comes in, where they have to get through it together.
Yeah.
And like, he's hurt temporarily, but they can eventually overcome. There could be good stuff there.
It breaks my heart thinking
like
it.
In season 5 we got the arc of Marinette can't say I love you to Adrian. Like, it was a multi-episode arc, right? Will that happen with this plot line? I hope it's not that type of thing where this dominates the Marinette and Adrian dynamic for like 10 episodes.
But we also got the explanation behind that too with the witch.
That was a good arc. That was, I'm not saying that was bad. That was like a good, I'm giving an example that this show will do romance arcs. We saw that in fully serialized now. So there's this whole like recurring plot line with Marinette and Adrian like that. So we could dive into the subject in detail over the course of many episodes. But I think, like you're saying, there's no obvious way for this to be resolved. So I think this is maybe tied to an identity reveal, unless they want to force it. They could force it a lot of different
ways. See, like, I don't want it to be forced, though, which is why I'm like, I would rather we just not have to deal with this at all. Like,
we'll put it on the back burner for end of the season.
I was going to say, we love to like not do things, too. So let's just not do this.
The show does love to not do things.
Like, I feel like that's
important. Only we were so lucky.
If only we were, right?
It's true. Whenever we talk about when will this thing happen, the answer is probably not for a while. If this show has any precedent. So this is a good point.
Like, we have enough problems to deal with besides, like, Marinette losing her mind over knowing Adrian's dad.
What happens first? Adrian learns that his dad was Hawkmoth, or Adrian learns that he's a Scent Monster? What's first?
Oh, honestly, I think that he learns his dad's Hawkmoth first.
It's less of a big thing.
Yeah.
The problem is I'm writing a fanfic and I have a completely different idea.
Are you writing a fanfic in your head or are you actually writing a fanfic?
No, in my head.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
And it's,
what's your different idea?
Well, it's that Natalie figures out that Marinette is Ladybug. That's it.
That's interesting. I like this.
That's all
but
I got.
I should have
predicted your fic involves Natalie.
But I like this reminder of this, or because Natalie and Marinette could bond over this.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be a positive thing. Yeah.
I didn't mean it as a bad thing.
Well, you know, former Natalie, it would be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that 1 point for us diving into Adrian learning he's a Scent Monster sooner. So,
okay. Yeah.
First of all, Adrian learning his dad was Hawkmoth is a. It's like a coda on a previous plot point. Like, it's not unless Gabriel's back as an AI, like I'm predicting. It's not relevant to the show anymore.
Yeah.
So it's more of just like, so we can do this at any time as we revisit something from the past. Adrian is a Scent Monster is still a big thing. Like, it's still relevant to the plot. You could argue we've mostly moved past it. I think that the show thematically would argue, actually, as I'm contradicting myself, would argue that this final scene with Marin and Adrian is free now. It doesn't matter that he's a Scent Monster. I hopefully eloquently articulated in a recent podcast, you don't need to say that Adrian's a Scent Monster at the end because it detracts from the fact that he is his own person. He's just as human as anyone else. He's a Scent Monster, but he's also not a Scent Monster. And by not saying it thematically, reaffirming his identity as just as much human as anyone else. So I think that last way is a better way I said it than before.
It kind of felt like it was closed.
Marinette's kind of closing a book. So maybe the answer is he'll never learn he's a Scent Monster.
Yeah.
That being said, let's talk about that from an Adrianette perspective. Is that healthy? If Marinette does know he's a Scent Monster or learns it at some point, is that healthy to keep it from him? No, right?
No, but I can't imagine.
Is it healthy to keep the identity of his dad from him?
I mean, neither one of those are healthy, but I think it's more of a issue of what does it mean? Like, how does that contribute to moving the story along? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I let you know, we can talk from just from a like, shipping kind of relationship perspective.
I like the idea of him being a Senta monster is kind of shut and closed because she gave him the rings. I mean, the only way that it would be like prevalent information is if someone steals his rings. And we know like Felix plot wise,
yeah.
It.
Yeah. I
like,
mean, sure.
We know that, Felix okay, but isn't going
to
do it.
Felix and Kagami, Felix could want to tell him. That is a possibility too.
Yeah, but like in the grand scheme of like I want him to know because he has that right, but also like if Marinette's accepting him as just as him, then I don't know. I'm almost like, okay, I guess we can just accept that and move on. Whereas like him finding out about his dad is going to lend so much more to the plot or the story. Like, oh, like he doesn't find this out, but what if it's a whole like, oh, what if you follow in your father's footsteps kind of thing.
That's
you know?
True. We could get into that sort of thing.
Yeah. Whereas he finds out and then he goes through like this whole situation of like, well, how do I not be like my father? Or what if I turn into my father?
There's a lot of Adrian character stuff to him finding out about his dad you could do. I think that is true.
Whereas him finding out that he's a Senta monster, it's just kind of like, okay, what, like.
It doesn't line up with the show's message of it doesn't change who he is.
Yeah.
Doing anything dramatic with that, except for Felix and his bond.
I mean, I think it could have like effects because like Natalie's still there and like she, you know, she was a part of that.
Natalie knows. Yeah. And that would ruin his relationship with Natalie if he learns that she was controlling him.
Yeah.
That's
well,
true.
And that's the thing too. Like we know Felix isn't going to control him. So.
Well, and Adrian has his rings right now.
And
so
Adrian has his rings.
But anyway, but back from Marinette and Adrian perspective.
Maybe Natalie just sits him down and tells him everything.
Natalie might tell him all of this. That is true. Marinette might not. And what if Natalie tells? This is a great point now that Delaney's back. Maybe that point would have happened earlier. Natalie tells Adrian either or both of these things, and Adrian goes to Marinette and is like, what the, you know, except he wouldn't go to Marinette because he doesn't know she's Ladybug. Cat goes to Ladybug and is like, why didn't you? Well, he can't say that because then you're with Adrian.
Because then he's Ruth. See? You can't do any of it without an
April's,
identity.
The original April point is right. Okay.
He's just in his room screaming. Like,
And I think as much as the show likes to do a lot of things all at once, I feel like between these two things, they're going to pick one.
Maybe okay. There's just too much. Like, you know, yeah. Like, we're trying to do the identity reveal and just, like.
So the answer to this question is how do either of these things affect Marinette and Adrian? The answer is they don't until the identity reveal because we can't approach them.
Correct.
It could affect Natalie and Adrian's relationship, but that's not what we're talking about. But it's good points. Okay, let's get to the last topic then, now that you mentioned this. No identity reveal yet. When will that happen? Is it going to happen soon? Well, could it happen soon because we need it to approach these things?
Maybe.
That's only if they want to approach these things.
And not leave them on the back burner the next five seasons.
For the sake of either being disappointed or being like, I told you I was right, we're going to do, I think.
No, you just said it was season 12, so don't
shut up. I can say whatever
it was season 6. Don't come and say it was season 6.
I can say whatever I want. Let's be optimistic. What if it happens like in season 6, like in the middle of season 6?
That's the perfect time to do it.
Yeah.
The Kwame's Choice, we had that two-parter little special in like transition between the season arcs. We have this little special. Do a two-part special with the identity reveal. Huge episode.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's whenever they do the identity reveal, it's going to be huge.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
It's like a four-part episode.
But yeah, I actually love when shows do, there's been a few recent examples of this, shows doing huge things actually in the middle of the season and not at the end.
Yes,
like the thing
because then we get to explore the idea and see
the
consequences.
When they think everything's fine, they reveal themselves in this season premiere.
That would, you know, we would just cease to exist if, like, they actually gave us what we wanted immediately. Like, there's no shot.
We would be dead. The podcast would be over.
It doesn't matter immediately or not. If we ever actually get the reveal, I will cease to exist.
Yeah, that's the Delaney won't be on the podcast anymore.
It's happening.
We'll miss you, Delaney.
I feel like one of my takeaways from why didn't they do the identity reveal in season five is, like, the show, they could have done it at the end of the transition, but this arc of seasons 1 to 5 was just about their dynamic of them not knowing and with Adrian's dad as the villain. It's like, that's just what this arc was about.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's hard to say now when they're going to do it or if they're going to do it, because we don't even know what the show is now.
We don't know who we kind of know who the villain might be, but she doesn't have anything. What is she going to do? And then
we have no proof of anything either.
Yeah. Like what's happening?
Lila is the peacock miraculous.
They just destroyed the world and made a new one. Like, what's going to happen?
It's a completely new, we said at the beginning of the podcast, what even is this world now? Like, to some extent, we don't even know. So it's how can we tell when the identity reveal is going to happen? But let's talk about possibilities, because we talked about, I think, on this podcast, that podcast 4 years ago, we mentioned that if one of them knows and the other doesn't know, that creates interesting dynamics for when them going on dates or stuff.
Yes.
I think at this point, we do think that the identity reveal will be both at once, because we got the hypotheticals of both of one of them know before the other. So I don't know if that's exactly true, but I remember saying something like that, like, because of the hypothetical episodes they did, we think it'll happen both at once. So if it happens both at once.
I was going to say, it kind of has to happen both at once, because there's so much at stake for them. Because, yes, we had those hypothetical episodes, which sort of laid out that groundwork. But then, like, there's now other things that are involved with them both knowing at the same time, i.e. Ladybug knowing that Gabriel was Hawk Moth, things like that.
Yeah, but now this new stuff does come into play. That is true. If it happens both at once, there's a lot to explore with them knowing each other's identities and the catharsis of the Lady Noir also being them and them now being able to date as Lady Noir and this affecting them as heroes. I think there's a lot you can explore in that regard. So I feel like it's more just like, when do they want to graduate to them as knowing and dating and knowing everything? And maybe the question is, will they get to that point without Marinette being like the hero anymore, like clearly if it's like that, we got the Time Tagger Ladybug leading the hero team, which is true now, but like if they're like overseeing the new heroes but they're not like in the weeds as much, then you can have them know it's not as big of a deal because they're not like the active driving force of the show. But are they interested in Marinette being the main character and the identity reveal happen? I just still don't know yet if that's what they want to do.
Yeah,
we have no proof that they do want to do that, I will say.
I was going to say, if we get it, have they been, I guess, greenlit for any seasons after season 7?
We don't know that yet. Yeah, so just season 6 and 7.
I feel like, unless we find out that information, they're going to delay it, because that was one of the nice things about getting like Adrianette in this season, is because we know that we have 2 more seasons. So we got basically an entire season of it already, and then we're going to get 2 more seasons. And so because the identity reveal brings things to such a different and like a next level, I feel like they won't comfortably give it to us until we can fully explore it.
Yeah. Anyway, though,
if we don't get, like, if they don't get greenlit after season 7, then we might get it at the end of season 7.
Well, sure. If they end the show. I agree. I agree with what you're saying. That being said, back to Adrianette. Are we still interested in seeing them date, full-fledged date, no Marinette's trauma in the way, you know, to whatever extent that's true?
Always.
Like, it's always in the way, but like they can talk freely, they're actually together. Are we interested, like Delaney, are you interested in more of what we saw in season 5, but more full-fledged now without them knowing their identities, more Adrianette like we got here?
Yes.
Right? It was so good. So why not? Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And there's still, like, major relationship things that they can tackle together. Like, season five was really the setup and getting into the relationship.
That's true. Now you can have them really dating, and what are the complications with that? And them both being heroes and not knowing who each other are.
And yeah, then, I want to do that before we do the I did the not reveal. Suffer through this for them not to be like, oh my god, I have to go.
I'll hide in this closet.
They're on a date. We got to get a ton of them being on dates and them conveniently making up excuses, and then they awkwardly
excuses for Marinette.
No, but they both have to make up excuses to leave, and then they're both like, oh my gosh, I gotta figure out how to broach this and apologize, and they're both awkwardly trying to like and then they're like, oh, I don't care, actually. Don't you care? Do you not love me?
Literally, if I don't get that, I will throw a fit. Like, I did not suffer through this, and then and Adrian changing in a train to not.
Well, oh, so the other thing too is that they're not in middle school anymore, right? They're going off to their next school, so we have to have like the drama of Adrian trying to figure out what it is that he wants to do with his life, because Marinette still wants to be a fashion designer. So
Adrian has to figure out his new self now. But they're also in new hippie do whatever you want school.
Yeah,
also it's really funny because they're going to new school, but it's still the same, because like it's still
all of the same kids.
And the same
principal. I might be the same place. We don't know. But,
it's the same building. It's just painted a different color.
They just did something else with it.
The first By the way, Delaney, is did them painting the building.
Before I forget, did you want to make your official season 6's identity reveal prediction?
No, it's
Do you
want
to do
12.
That to yourself? Okay, it's you're back to 12. Season 12. Okay, so you've kind of gone from 12 to 6. Now you're back to 12 in the course of the past 10 minutes.
Yes. I think it's going to be season 7.
12.
I mean, yeah, I think
no matter what, it's going to be season 7.
Well, that would be great. It's very possible, as long as Marinette's the main character, we're not doing it. So it just depends. Look, there is a lot of fun stuff to explore. They're dating like now, and they're also heroes. And what if they start accidentally flirting with each other as Lady Noir, and then they feel guilty about it?
Okay, what if we get the time jump? Do you want identity reveal before time jump or after time jump?
I don't want this, but this is what would happen. Identity reveal, immediate time jump. We don't get to see any of what happens after. We see the result in 5 years of now where they're at.
You spoke this into existence.
Why? Yeah, but that's what they would do, right? That's
No, they wouldn't.
Stop. I mean, I don't think we're getting the time jump anytime soon, but
I'm like completely disheartened now.
Right now that I thought
feel
about
like
it's
what's completely... I feel like we would only get the time jump if we reach a very happy conclusion to what is taking place now.
No, we're gonna have
just had a conclusion with.
Well,
Hukmoth.
No, but I mean,
truly
yeah, but
will happen.
But they already reintroduced a new villain to whatever degree. Yeah. And so
potentially multiple villains, because Tamale
potentially multiple villains. If we get a time jump, we have to completely resolve this. But the only reason why we would get a time jump is because some new whatever, like someone comes back and they're pretending to be Hawkmoth, or assuming they never recover the butterfly miraculous, or it has to be like there has to be a situation that warrants us seeing them in the future. And they're not going to give us just like 20 seasons of them just being happy and living their day-to-day lives. I mean, that would be great, but we're not going to get that. We're going to get a time jump.
It's interesting to think. It's so interesting talking about this, knowing basically nothing about next season. So... we're optimistic. There's great Marinette Adrian stuff regardless. So hopefully that will be good. I do think that they'll explore the drama of Adrian not knowing. So it is interesting to think about how I'm thinking about the epilogue again, and they focused on the fact that he doesn't know. So I feel like that means that they want to talk about that.
Yeah.
But how does it, maybe it comes from Natalie. I think that's an interesting call. So
it's got to be warranted, though. It can't be coming out of nowhere. Like, does that make sense? Like, Lila starts sending messages to Adrian under guise.
Lila could blackmail him with this, or blackmail Marinette, blackmail Ladybug. I'm going to tell Adrian who.
Does she know Marinette's Ladybug?
No.
She could.
She could. We don't know what world we're stepping into.
We don't know. Delaney, what to wrap things up here, what are you, to end things, what are you thinking about in terms of what you're looking forward to from them most?
I just miss Ladybug and I just want it back.
Aw.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Get it here.
Six.
Release it.
Do
it.
Do the best you can. We love you. If you got to take your time, we understand, unfortunately. Look, I'm trying not to make Thomas mad. Me and him are going to be best friends.
No, I think Thomas is probably mad at me for trashing the wish. But we love the look. We're talking about how great Ladybug is here, okay? We love it. Especially all the Adrianette. April, what are you thinking about to close things for season six?
In terms of Adrianette, I'm excited for their relationship to be extremely lovey-dovey, because that's all that I want. And I want it to be so sweet, people become diabetics. I want it to be disgustingly sweet. I want to take a sip of it and then immediately throw it up. It's too sweet.
I just want to be completely tired of it.
You ate a million galettes like Tiki. That's what you want to feel.
Yes. That's all that I want. I just want it to be so good.
Like, I want to be so sick of them.
We've worked so hard for this.
Yeah, I think something I'm thinking of is after this conversation is like, I think season five was, there was drama, but it was like very fluffy and happy. And I want more of that. I don't want, like, we can have drama from Adrian not knowing her stuff, but I want it to ultimately be in the guise of them being a happy couple and them supporting each other through what's ahead. So I think that's one of the main things I'm looking for.
Yeah.
In the season six. And like, also,
I like having it as like the, like, it's the drama, but it's not like the main drama. You know what I mean?
The main drama can be elsewhere, and they're happy together. And now that we mention it, I feel like them on a date and then they both have to get away from it is like a lot of stuff like that. Let's do a lot of that now.
It's
like,
going to be so good. Alia's going to be in on it. Luca's going to be in on it.
And Luca's back. Luca's back, and he can now knows both of them, and there's no reason to send him away again, right? He's still there.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm still not over that. I was like, oh, my God.
But also, Marinette knows that Luca knows, too.
Yes, so Marinette goes to Luca. Please tell me who Kat is. I really need to know now.
Luca's really need to know.
You. I can't tell you. But he's like, but, you know, if you catch my drift...
He's someone you know.
Maybe go on a date with Adrian. And Marinette's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They literally made a slideshow presentation for her, and she was like, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's no hope for her.
Maybe this is where she finally like gets.
Okay, so like, do they get good grades? Like, her watching that presentation, I have like concerns. You have concerns. Like, I'm like, are your grades good? Like, girl,
are your parents just throwing away all of their money at this fancy art school? So
I'm like, I need to know your GPA, Marinette.
She's here to learn art, not to learn math and stuff. You know,
it's like, awesome. She's like, I'm so good at fashion, but I can't read.
I still don't know what 2+2 is.
I'm like, yes.
So maybe we should temper our expectations.
I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
Okay, there you go. Any final thoughts from either of you?
I just want Ladybug.
Yes, now we shouldn't have done this, because now Delaney's going to want Ladybug again.
And it's not going to be for
six more months.
Now I'm upset.
Maybe one day. But we could talk more about Ladybugs. Like I said in the beginning, send us your thoughts, your ideas. Also, just check in, say you're interested, you listen.
Tell us hi. You know,
oh, there's a lot of people listen, so should we talk more regularly about Ladybug? You know, so we can talk about it. But that I did have a thought of that. But
dessert.
I guess
just trying to get the conversation started. Okay.
Tell April your favorite dessert.
Tell me your favorite.
Why is it a croissant? I don't know if that is that a dessert.
A chocolate croissant.
I think you can eat that for breakfast, but I don't know.
Ice cream. That's my
favorite. Let us know what you thought of all of this. Should we call this podcast Is Adrianette the Goat Relationship? Should that be the name?
I don't know. I gave it a good.
There you go.
I gave a good suggestion. I know.
A scoop of love. Our Adrianette recap / digest. Is it like a? Is like a zine? Zine? what you know? Like
well,
what
I was is thinking like a scoop of love because of ice cream and the.
That's good.
The ice cream man.
I like that it's a subtitle.
Yeah.
Like Miraculous Ladybug does in English version.
And you could just you could well and I put digest because like you eat ice cream but that.
Digest is good. I mean, it's clever. Should we clickbaity with the goat ship line? I don't know. I mean, that's not really what it was about, but
no. Well, is Adrianette you know. The goat ship?
I think anything with Adrianette is fine. Anyway,
let
us know.
True love floats in our Adrianette.
I don't know why it has to be ice cream pun, but it's. I like where your head's at. I guess okay. Let us know you thought of this discussion, anything about Adrianette's. You can consider supporting us via Patreon at patreon.com/overlyanimated. Thanks to all our current patrons, especially our patron podcast, Phonition. And thanks as always to our patron executive producers, Steve, Michael, and Phonition. No currently scheduled Ladybug plans, but we could always do more stuff coming up. Check out the live action Avatar ones, the Aspen Hotel podcast, as we discussed. There'll be another Avatar one out at some point soon. So subscribe to those other feeds to check all that out. And thank you guys for listening. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.